Hello, welcome to The Word on the Street, an awesome chance to engage with the Bible for you and your kids. Time to turn your spare time into God's time, and here to help is your host, Anna Ware.
One of my children, I'm not going to name and shame, but one of my children gets extremely irritated with minor things, just little things that the other siblings do, get right under this person's skin. Whenever there's chanting or whenever there's singing, whenever there's even a song that they don't like, they get irritated. And instead of just being annoyed and putting up with it, they say something. Turn it off. That's so annoying. They complain. Before I got married, I had a kitchen tea and a hen's weekend to celebrate getting married with all my female friends. And my sister organized for all my friends to write some encouraging words or words of advice in a special book, a keepsake for me to be able to flip through whenever I feel like it. My lovely sister-in-law, Rochelle, wrote two words of advice, love and tolerance. She went on to say that those two things had been the secret to her successful marriage for so many years, and they were two words of advice that someone had given to her when she got married. Love and tolerance. Putting up with others. Bearing with one another. Tolerating others is living through irritating things without commenting, without complaining, without reacting or interfering. When I chose to marry Brad, I knew that I would have to love and tolerate things about him. Even though he was the one whom I loved and whom I had chosen to spend my life with, I knew that he was not perfect. No one is perfect. We all do things that are annoying. We all sin. We all stuff up. No one does the right thing all the time. And we can't please everybody all the time. It's physically impossible. We will all need to bear with one another sometimes in our lives, no matter how fond of each other we are. I know that when I was a kid, we were not actually taught much about tolerance, and it's much more common to talk about these days. We are told to put up with others who are different to us, who do different things and who act in different ways. We are not all the same. God has not created us to be all exactly alike. We all have our own unique opinions and thoughts, and we are all strange in our own unique way.
What do you think?
In this section, we're going to be thinking of a few different things that might be irritating that we need to bear with one another for. We need to put up with these things. Spend a few moments right now thinking of strange things that you do that might be irritating to other people. Also, maybe you could spend a moment thinking of strange things other people do that you get irritated about. Here are a few things I've seen and heard about that I've thought of, and I wonder if this is you. Do you bite your nails and spit the little bits on the carpet? Do you chant the same line of a chant or a song over and over and over again? Maybe you burp or fart really loudly. I know somebody who would take all their clothes off when going to the toilet to do a number two because they didn't want it to make their clothes smelly. That's a little bit different, isn't it? Is that you? I also had a friend who would eat snails from her garden. God has made us all to be different. And we think differently to one another too. This doesn't mean that some of us are better than others. It doesn't mean that some of us are worse than others. Paul says in Galatians 3:28, Faith in Christ Jesus is what makes each of you equal with each other. Whether you're a Jew or a Greek, a slave or a free person, a man or a woman. We are all different and we are all equal. We are all loved by Jesus. Because we're different, with different thoughts and opinions, we might struggle to see eye to eye. We might struggle to get along. Paul wants us to put up with each other. He wants us to be tolerant. And this is what he says in Colossians 3, verses 12 to 14. God loves you and has chosen you as his own special people. So be gentle, kind, humble, meek, and patient. Put up with each other. Some versions say bear with one another. And forgive anyone who does you wrong, just as Christ has forgiven you. Love is more important than anything else. It is what ties everything completely together. When we read that last verse about love being more important than anything else, you can see why I have thought a whole term would be good for the topic of love. And maybe 10 weeks isn't even enough. Love is more important than anything else, and it's what ties everything completely together.
Story time.
Today's story is set during the lockdown in Sydney that we had last year. We were in lockdown and we were confined to our homes. We were allowed out for a walk or to go to the shops. There was no school for 17 weeks, including 4 weeks of school holidays. It was a very hard time and it was very lonely. None of the children really got to spend much time with their friends. We linked Shani up with some of her friends online and allowed the kids a lot more device time than we would normally have. Shani spent a few wonderful weeks playing and chatting with her friends on her iPad. After a few good weeks of playing, Shani would call her friends and found that they weren't answering her calls and they weren't calling her back. Everything just went quiet. She thought that maybe they were all chatting and playing together without her. We tried to think of some conclusions. Maybe they were just busy. Maybe they were all playing a game without her. Maybe it was an accident, and maybe they'd just forgotten to put her in the group. One day, while she was playing a game, she actually stumbled across her friends in the online game. They were together, and a comment came up, "Lose her." Shani was devastated. She loved her friends. They were nice, and they were fun. Maybe one of them might have convinced the others to leave Shani out. What was the way forward? What advice does a mum give her daughter when she's going through that? Does Shani need to put up with her friends treating her badly? She wanted to forgive her friends. She loved her friends. A few weeks after that incident, when she hadn't spoken to them for a while, everything actually went back to normal. A few friends started calling. Shani was playing with the girls again. It was like it had never happened. But what had happened? How can Shani go back to them when they were so mean? I actually tried to encourage Shani to find new friends, but she really liked those ones. And she forgave them, even though they hadn't confessed or apologised. She put up with them being mean, knowing that we all stuff up in our actions sometimes. Now, I'm not saying to put up with being constantly bullied and abused. Shani didn't have to subject herself to that treatment again, and if it was ongoing, I would strongly have advised her to get out of there. But for things that are minor, things that are a bit annoying, we need to do what Paul says. We need to just put up with each other. We need to forgive each other, and we need to forgive anyone who does us wrong, just as Christ has forgiven us.
Question time.
Question number one. What is something that you do that your family put up with? Question number two. What is something that your friends and family do that you put up with? Question number three, do you have any tips or tricks that you use that you can share now that help you to not react to annoyances? Loving one another is certainly important, and bearing with one another can be tricky. Pray together and ask God for help, because anything is possible with His help. Stay tuned for next week's episode when we talk about loving others as much as we love ourselves.
Well, we have come to the end of this episode, but it doesn't have to be the end of the conversation. Why not take a moment now to think about what you can take away from today's talk? Oh, and if you want to discover more episodes and resources, head on over to the Word on the Street website. There's a link in the show notes, and you'll also find there a copy of today's passage. Thanks for being part of the Word on the Street. We're really looking forward to you joining us again real soon.
You've been listening to the Eternity Podcast Network, eternitypodcasts.com.au.